The jury filed out, exchanging looks with each other. A few of them stole glances at LeJudas. When they were gone, the judge said, "Mr. Klein?" Jonathan stood. "Your Honor, the defendant moves for a mistrial. This issue was the subject of extensive pretrial discussion, the upshot of which was that the issue is so volatile and so prejudicial that mentioning it would result in a mistrial. This was the third rail that the prosecution was explicitly told not to touch. Now he has." The judge massaged his forehead. Jonathan continued, "If the court is not inclined to declare a mistrial, the defendant will move to expand its witness list by two, Leonard Patz and William Barber."
"William Barber is the defendant's grandfather?"
"Correct. I may need a governor's warrant to get him transported here. But if the prosecution insists on this bizarre insinuation that the defendant somehow is guilty by inheritance, that he is a member of a criminal family, born a murderer, then we have a right to rebut that."
The judge stood there a moment, grinding his molars. "I'll take it under advisement. I'll give you my decision in the morning. Court is adjourned till 9 o'clock tomorrow."
Mr. LeJudas. "Before we move on, Mr. Barber, about that knife, the one that was thrown in the lake to throw off the investigators, do you have any idea who might have planted that knife?"
Witness.
"Of course. I knew from the start."
Mr. LeJudas.
"Did you? And how's that?"
Witness. "The knife was missing from our kitchen."
Mr. LeJudas. "An identical knife?"
Witness. "A knife that matched the description I'd been given. I've since seen the knife that was recovered from the pond when we were shown the state's evidence. It's our knife. It was old, pretty distinctive. It did not match the set. I recognized it."
Mr. LeJudas. "Then it was thrown in the pond by someone in your family?"
Witness.
"Of course."
Mr. LeJudas.
"Jacob? To deflect any inference of guilt from the actual knife he owned?"
Witness. "No. Jake was too smart for that. And I was, too. I knew what the wounds looked like. I'd talked to the forensics people. I knew that knife couldn't have made Ben Rifkin's wounds."
Mr. LeJudas.
"Lori, then? Why?"
Witness.
"Because we believed in our son. He told us he didn't do it. We didn't want to see his life ruined just because he'd been foolish enough to buy a knife. We knew people would see that knife and jump to the wrong conclusion. We talked about the danger of it. So Lori decided to give the cops another knife. The only problem was she was the least sophisticated among the three of us about these things, and she was also the most upset. She was not careful enough. She chose the wrong sort of knife. She left a loose end."